You have your Bibles, you can turn in your Bible to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9 and 1 through 10. Let us all stand for the reading of God's Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was nothing, anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Also, back in Matthew's chapter, Matthew's chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick that giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let us bow our heads, our gracious and heavenly Father. We come before you this morning to bring shed the light of your message and the light of your gospel and the light of you that comes shining forth. As you came out of that tomb, a resurrected Christ, that light that was once darkness is a bright light now for all those who believe in you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Title of my message this morning is, well, if you didn't get it now, buddy, you missed it. Title of message is, what we're looking at right now is the lights. You know, and as I was reading that, I thought, now, light came into the world by what? God, ultimately, God the Father made that light. But also, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, it says, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." Back in, over a little bit further in 14 and 14 to 18, I'm reading, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament and of the heaven, to divide the day from night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for the lights of the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. "And God made two great lights. A greater light ruled the day, and a lesser light ruled the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good." How many, when you got up early this morning, looked out? And I was just telling Dale, I looked out, I took our dog out to go to the bathroom, and I looked up and it really looked like God was just saying, "Look." And I looked up and there were stars all over. A lot of times you go out nowadays and you don't see them stars. But if you look up, you can see what God does for you each and every morning and each and every night. God lets that light shine. Back in reading on, I got back in Matthew's, going back to the New Testament, Matthew's chapter 6, and I'm reading Matthew's chapter 6, 19 to 23, but it says, lay not up your treasures upon the earth where moth and rust and dust corrupt and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up yourself treasures in heaven, neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasures is, there your heart will be also. The light is the body. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eyes be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Somebody that is full of sin. Somebody that is full and doesn't know Jesus Christ, his light in him is all darkness. But when you accept Jesus Christ, he's like, you go out over here and I flip them switches. That turns that light on or off. That's what Jesus Christ does for you. He turns that light back on when you accept him. And reading on, I got in Luke chapter 11, verses 33 to 36. I like what he said about the sign of Jonas. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, put it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, the whole body is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, the whole body is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, full of light, having no part in dark, the whole shall be full of light, and as when the brightest shining of a candle doth give thee light. If I turn these lights out right now, what would happen? It'd be dark in here, right? Just a little shimmering glimmer of light coming in. Without Jesus Christ, just remind yourself, without Jesus Christ in your heart, there is no light. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'll accept that light when it's due time. And apparently you know when you're going to die. If you don't have that light in you, I'm going to tell you something. You don't have nothing. You don't have anything to even live for. And as I was reading there, in John now, going back to John chapter 6, John chapter 3, sorry, John chapter 3, 21, 16 to 21. Now this is a new birth. You know, so many times we hear that verse and we just think, well, it's just said. When you say that verse, mean it in here. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God was not for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but through him, the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. This is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light because the deeds were evil. You get that? And this is a condemnation, that the light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. today, society, people are putting God down, putting themselves ahead of God. Well, when you get ahead of God, guess what you're going to do? I'd walk down here blinded, I'd stumble. That's exactly what would happen if when you're walking without God, you'll stumble. You know, so many times I look at things and I say, wow, what would I do without Christ? What would I have? My mom always said, what would you have to live for without Jesus Christ? Well, you say, well, I got a job. I make money. But without Jesus Christ, where are you going to go when you die? Some people say, well, I'm going where all my other buddies are. How do you know? They're not going to be there. You won't know nobody there. Problem is, and for everyone that doth evil hateth light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. You got deeds in your heart, in your life today that aren't approved by God. You better get right. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. God sees everything. God knows everything. If you say you don't walk with God, guess what? I hate to tell you this here, but one thing, God's walking with you all the time, whether you believe in him or not. But I was looking, as I was reading that, I thought, what else can go with that? And I got back here to John chapter 12, verses 36, 33 to 36, 35 to 36 it is. And then Jesus said to him, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. When it's dark outside, what's the first thing you grab when you're going to walk outside if you don't have that light turned on? One of the first things you're going to do is you're going to reach over and grab that flashlight or that light. You know how many here, and I know a lot of you, when that electricity goes off, what's it do in your house, especially if at night? What's it do? It's mighty dark, don't it? Real quick. Then you scramble for a light. You know, and that's one thing. It says, while ye have light, believe in the light that ye may be children of that light. You know, Jesus Christ is that light in our life. His Father gave it to him, and he's given it to us. That light is what shines forth if you got Jesus Christ in your heart. Verses 45, it says, and he that seeth me, seen him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you're not abiding in that darkness. People say, well, I'll accept him when it's time. Well, I'm sorry to say, but do you know when you're going to die? No, you don't. And it says, and if any man hears my voice, my words, and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me receiveth not my words, hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him on that last day. Now, if you look at that there, people say that, well, I'm going to judge. Jesus Christ did not, well, I don't want to live like the way he lives because I'd have to live like a Christian. Jesus came into this world not to judge us. But I'm going to tell you something. That day of judgment is coming. each and every one of us is going to stand before Jesus Christ, and God is going to look, what did you do for me? And you know what? Your mouth will be shut. You won't be able to say anything, because Jesus Christ is the one that is judge. God, his Father, is going to judge us all. When you do something good for somebody, that you're going to receive in heaven. And reading on in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and it is talking about 3-6, I'm reading. But if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus Lord, the Lord, and ourselves your servants, Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God commanded that light to shine through Jesus Christ to let us shine before him. Then also in 11 to 14, I read, trying to think where I had that in, but anyhow, that's what I liked about that is that he commanded light to shine out of the darkness and shine in our hearts to give that light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Back in Ephesians chapter, I'm reading Ephesians chapter 5, verses 7-2. Be ye not therefore partakers with them, but ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light of the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, righteousness, and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's the problem with today's society. Young people, talking about everybody here, even myself, when I step over to that other side and think, well, God can't see that. God don't know what I'm doing. Unfortunately, God does know what I'm doing. When I have someone cut me off, Lauren can figure that out. When you have someone cut you off, you drive truck for a living. Guess what? Some days you get, Elroy can tell, he's witnessed, you get a little upset about it. You might say a few things, but guess what? God hears it. God knows it. God heard me say everything I did say many a times, but then also God sees the person that cut you off or that person that flipped you off. I had that more than once happen. Because I pull out, you know, when a big truck pulls out, he's not going to pick his speed up to 50, 60 mile an hour within a couple seconds. Right, Lauren? You don't. How about it, Elroy? You can't pick that speed up. That's the problem. Today, people think, well, that person there cut me off because that's his reason. Well, it's not a reason. You know, yeah, I'm saying not every truck driver out there is perfect. We're not all perfect. Nobody's perfect. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done to them in secret. I looked at that and ashamed to speak of those things which are done in secret. If you do something in secret and you think, well, I can get away with it. To us, you might be able to get away with it. Jesus Christ, you're not getting away with it. We are all here this morning because what? We serve a risen Savior. But all those things reproved made are made manifest by the light. Whatsoever doth maketh manifest is light. Wherefore saith, awake, thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Jesus Christ came out of that tomb when the resurrection. He didn't come out looking like a dead corpse. He didn't come out with grave clothes wrapped around him. Because if you read the Bible, it says that them grave clothes were laid in the grave. The thing of it is, all them grave clothes were laid there. David Jeremiah had a good one this past week. He said that back when they did their people, they wrapped them in clothing, cloth. If that body was still there, you'd see the indentation of the body, right? Guess what? That indentation was there, but it was flat. That was flat. The napkin that wrapped Jesus Christ's head was laid by itself, folded. That's what I was looking at on that. Now we're going back to 1 John chapter 7. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7. I'm reading verses 6 to 10. And it says, we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We lie. That's what that means. If we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not have the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Jesus Christ set all them drops of blood that he shed on that cross. And while all the guards were whipping him, giving him lashings, guess what? He shed it for all of us. Every drop of blood that fell on that ground was a drop for everyone. Just remember that all that blood that dropped on that ground was for all of us. But if we walk in the light, he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. I like that there sometimes you see these people that think they are better than all of us. Well, he's a preacher. There's nothing wrong with him. He doesn't do no wrong. We all sin. If you say you do not sin, guess what? You're making yourself out to be a liar. And if it says we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and truth is not in us. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. I hope you're not making Jesus Christ a liar. Because guess what? He can tell. And his word is not in us. If you don't have that word of Jesus Christ in you, guess what? You don't have Jesus in you. On back. Let me see, in closing on that. Revelation chapter 21. And reading 21 to and chapter 22. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like jasper stone, clear as crystal. What the Apostle John was talking about was that holy city, New Jerusalem. How many are here today are ready to see the holy city, New Jerusalem? Guess what? If you're a Christian, you're going to see that city. That city was her light, and unto it was like unto a stone most precious, even like jasper stone, clear as crystal. And the walls of that city were 12 gates, and at the 12 gates, angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children. On the east, there were 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. The walls of the city had 12 foundations, and in them, the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he talked with me and had a golden reed and measured the city and the gates thereof and the walls thereof. Guess what? If you got that light of Jesus Christ in your heart, guess what? We know where we're going to spend eternity. And also over in chapter 22, how many here, when you go outside and you see that sun, you can't hardly look at it because it's that bright? But guess what? If you know your Bible, in Revelations, it reads about it. We're not going to need that light. Why aren't we going to need that light? Let me share that with you. And they say, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Jesus Christ is that light. His Father is that light. We won't need the sun. We won't need no light. We won't need no candles. Just guess what? Jesus Christ is that light. God the Father, his Son, is that light. And it says, and said unto me, these things are true and faithful, faithful and true. And the Lord God and the holy prophets sent his angels to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth and the saying of the prophecies of this book. Behold, I come quickly. Jesus Christ, if you don't know him, he's knocking at your door. You better answer before it's too late. Jesus Christ is coming back. It says, behold, I come quickly. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you say, well, as long as I go to church, I know I'm going to heaven. But without Jesus Christ in your heart, I hate to tell you, but I don't know that. Only God knows that. But without Jesus Christ in your heart, you're not going to make heaven your home. You know, I'm not here to put anybody down, but I'm rather here to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. You don't know him today, I hope you get it right with God. And as Jesus died on that cross, and they said, and then Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if any of these do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? I like what he read there. And when they had come to Calvary, the place which is called Calvary, and there they crucified him and malefactors, one on the right and the other on the left. And Jesus said to the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiments and cast lots. The soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be a king of Jews, save thyself. But what I liked about that, and the one malefactor which is hanging railed on him and saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. I was one of them thieves that were hung on that cross beside him. If thou be the light, save thyself and save us. That wasn't the way Jesus worked. But one thing that I liked when I read that, but the other answering him rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? The problem today's society is, and I know all of us in here can almost testify to that, people today do not fear God. Well, you say, well, wait a minute here. Is it fear like I'm a fear of a dog? No. You fear God for one simple reason, that you do not want to do nothing wrong. My mom said that back a long time ago. She said to me, she said, the problem in today's society, and I know Roger can testify to that because his mom would say the same thing. Problem with today's society is they stopped fearing God. When you stop fearing God, that's when the devil has a foothold. I got something on you now. Stop fearing God. And we indeed justify, receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man had done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, remember me when thou cometh into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Problem with that right there. Jesus said, verily I say unto thee, thou shalt be with me in paradise. People say, well, I got all the time in the world. One received him as in, and is in eternity. The other thief rejected him and only is in hell. Which way are you swinging? You know, Jesus Christ gives you that opportunity. Don't wait that long. If you wait that long, you're not going to get too many rewards in heaven. But you'll still make heaven your home. And then reading in John chapter 20, verses 10 on, it says, then the disciples went away against their own unto their own home. But Mary stood without the sepulcher, weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher and seeth two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Two angels. Why is it that an angel, you see a picture of an angel, it's always white. White. Why? Because they're not full of sin. Am I saying that white is a color of peace? If soldiers, when they wanted to surrender, they held a flag up, a white flag, that they were surrendering. And it saith unto the woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they had laid him. And when she had said this, she turned back herself and saw Jesus standing there and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, master. You know, it was just like when he said Mary, he went over there, flipped that light on. Inside her, that light came on. She thought her Heavenly Father, her God, her Savior was lost. Wasn't. Jesus said to her, Mary, he turneth and saith unto her, Rabboni. She said to him, which is to say, Master. She turned that light on inside her. When we have Jesus Christ in our heart, our lights turn on. We have that bright light, that light that shines forth the good news of Jesus Christ. I want to share something with you. This. See what I got here? Flashlight, right? Okay, imagine this here. Someone without Jesus Christ. I can flip it on all day long. Without Jesus Christ, there is no light. First time, I had not this flashlight, but it was a flashlight. I flipped it on, and the batteries, of course, were dead. And I got thinking about this, and the more and more I thought about it, the more and more I looked at it, I went, that is almost like a Christian. That is almost like a person without Jesus Christ. I looked at it, and I thought to myself, wow, I got to put something in here to make this bright. Imagine that person without God. First time they get in trouble, and they're up against that wall. What are they gonna do? Your light don't work. You cry out to God, "Give me that light." So, you open up your heart. Okay, I opened up my heart. God says, I'll give you some light. I got light now. If I put these in, I got light, right? But then, that great deceiver, if that's all the light he's giving you, if that's all the power he's giving you, I got something better than that. You don't want his light. You give me that light. I'll give you a light that will outshine his. So he gives you this light. Only problem is, what do you think, Lauren? Do you think I can get that in there? No. I'm going to tell you something. This is the great deceiver. The liar of all lies. This is what happens. I cannot get that. I could try all day long. Roger could try all day long. We are not going to get that battery into that light. Only one thing is, you know who this battery represents? The greatest deceiver of all. The greatest liar of all. The one with a lot of pride in his heart. The one that actually walks around as a light, but is full of darkness. He's the one that walks around as a wolf in sheep's clothing. You may know who I'm talking about. That's Satan. With Satan in your life, you ain't gonna get no light out of that. I cannot get that light out of it. Satan masquerades as a light, but his light is total darkness. Without the light of Jesus Christ in your heart, you got this. Well, trouble comes. And as trouble comes, we cry back out to God. God, you told me you gave me that light. No, I gave you the light, but you didn't accept it. But you gave me that light. No, Satan gave you that light. Well, I reject Satan now, and I want your light. But, so you accept this. You accept his light. You put yourself back together. And you slowly put yourself back together. But light don't work. But if you see what's behind my back, I have my fingers crossed. Did I truly accept Jesus Christ? First time troubles come, my light don't light. Because you know why? I did not truly accept Jesus Christ. I did not accept him truly. First time trouble comes, you're there crying out, God, I took what you wanted. And Jesus looks at you and says, you took it, but you didn't take it all. Young people today, God wants all of you and all of us. He wants all of you, not just part of you, all of you. So you take your life back part again. And you say, Lord, come into my life. Give me that light that you give us, that you give to us. And you know what? Guess what? God gave me that light. Because I truly accepted Jesus Christ. I learned to love, learned to believe in him, learned and received that light of life. Okay, you look, and that light got dim. If you're here today, and your light is getting dim, and you think, well, what can I do to brighten my light? And you have problems in your life. And next thing you know, your light's going like that. It's flickering. What is wrong? One of the best things you can do is cry out to Jesus Christ. And guess what? He'll give you that light back. That's the problem today. People are taking and saying, well, I got all the light I need. How many here today, how bright is your light shining? Is it shining bright? Or is it going dim? Is there anyone here today that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior? If you're here today and you say, well, yeah, I come to church. This church is not going to save you. There's only one person that can save you, and that's Jesus Christ. If you think, well, I can skim by and still make heaven my home, no, there's no skimming by. I'm not here to beg and plead. That's not my job. I let that up to God. God knows your heart. How's your light shining? Is it bright or is it dim? I'm going to call Brother Scott up. He's going to give us an invitation, him and Marie. If you're here today and your light's not the brightest, or you're here today and you don't know, I'm talking about the ones that can watch this later on, and you don't know how bright that light is. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm going to open this altar up. And if you do not know him, then come and be saved. By accepting Jesus Christ, he's going to give you that light. How many here want that light? If you don't want that light, what are you doing here? But if you want that light, come. Offer. God's offering you that light. If you're here today and you think, well, my light's getting dim, come. I'm only going to open this up a little bit. Come. Don't refuse God, because God never refused you. If you think, well, my light's getting dim and I want a renewal, come stand. Come stand up here. Come and stand before Jesus Christ. And guess what that's going to do? That's going to brighten your light. Don't be afraid of what somebody may think, because guess what? When your batteries go down, when your light goes down, they're not going to come and save you. Only one can save you, and that's Jesus Christ. God,